Good morning. I went to an event this past week. It was kind of like a party. It wasn't really a party, but it was kind of like, it felt like that a few times, a little bit, and that was the big pageant downtown, the big Fort Lauderdale Christmas pageant. And I went a long time ago. I think it was maybe 25 years or so ago was the last time I went, and some people wanted to go, and so I went, and it was really nice. It really was nice. And so afterwards, at the end of this pageant, as you know, it's done in a Protestant church where they have the tradition of inviting people at the end of the church to come and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And so they did that, and someone in our group asked me why they're doing that. They said, "Isn't everyone here a Christian already?" Now, that's a good question, because it's a Christian event. It's a Christmas pageant. It's telling about not only the birth of Jesus, but also it goes into his death and resurrection. And so it's very Christian. So who's going to it? Are non-Christians going to it? And one might first think that maybe no, it's Christians that would go to that. But a lot of people raised their hands, and a lot of people said that they are making a decision that they hadn't made before. And it made me think, or really share with the person who asked me, there's sort of different ways of thinking of yourself, even if you already think of yourself as a Christian. You could be baptized. You could have been baptized when you were a baby. You don't remember that baptism because you were only 4 months old. And someone gave you a cross at that time, and you have that cross. Maybe you still have it. Maybe you even wear it. Does that make you a Christian? Well, in a way, yes. One becomes a Christian. We're baptized, we are a Christian. But the Lord calls us to a relationship with Him. And being baptized is the beginning of that relationship with Him. But it's not the whole thing. It's not everything. It's not like, I'm baptized, now I can do whatever I want, go wherever I want, live the type of life that I want to have, and I don't have to think about it anymore. Kind of like, I got my ticket. You know, you go to the station and you buy your ticket, and then when the time comes for the train to leave the station, you can just come at the last minute, you've got your ticket, you get on the train. Being a Christian isn't like that. We don't get a ticket at baptism. So our life is meant to develop and grow into this maturing as a Christian, growing as a Christian, growing in our relationship with Christ. This happens from the day we're baptized until the end of our life. There is never going to be a time in our lives, even our lives as Christians, that we're all done. I've done everything I need to do, and now I'm all set. I don't have to think about it anymore. Imagine if a husband and wife did that. We got married. I saw the priest. He was there. We signed the papers. We mailed it in to the state. We are married. Now I don't have to do anything anymore. We're married. But marriage is more than getting married. And being a Christian is more than becoming a Christian on that day. Being a Christian is a relationship with God. And some people realize, some people realize, even if they are Christians, even if they've been baptized, even if they've gone to church at different times in their life, even if they go to church every Sunday, sometimes people realize that their relationship with Christ is wanting, isn't strong, is very weak. That the lives we lead, even though we come to church, that the lives we lead aren't the lives that we're called to. And that we're called to something more. And in the church, in the Orthodox Church, we have a practice. After baptism, we have our liturgical life in the church. This is meant to help us grow in our faith, grow in this relationship. But if we're not thinking about it, if we're not intentionally thinking about it, all of what we're doing today, all of the music that we sing can just go right over our heads and not make much of an impression. So when we say it several times during the service, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life to Christ our God. What we're saying is, make a decision right now. For Orthodox, it's not a one-time decision. It's a decision every day. Every day we have to decide. At every moment we have to decide again to follow Christ. Probably in our marriages, that's a good thing to do too. Every day we have to decide that today is the first day of my marriage. And as parents, we get exhausted sometimes. We get to the end of our rope, it feels sometimes. Maybe even at work, it would be good to remind ourselves that we're here for this. And so in the church, we need to remind ourselves, we need to keep Christ present with us. And when we fall away, we need to come back. We go to confession. We follow the liturgical cycle to help us come back to Christ when we fall away. This is about growing in a relationship with God. This is about, as I mentioned to the children, preparing ourselves for the kingdom of God so that we might realize the kingdom of God is already here, that the party is already going on, and that we can experience the joy of this party not after we die, but even in this world. The fathers of the church say there are three types of Christians, actually. Now, these are types of Christians, and they didn't mean Protestant, Catholic, and Orthodox. This is three types of Christians that they talked about. They talked about the slave, the employer, and the child. The slave is the one who's a Christian and tries to do the right things because they're afraid. They're afraid if they don't, they'll get punished. And some Christians live their life in that way. They're living a Christian life or trying because they don't want to get punished. And then there's the second type the fathers teach us about called the employees. The employees. They're doing something to get something back. If you have employees, they're probably not working for you just because they love you a real lot and they want to do anything for you. They're working for you because you're giving them a paycheck at the end of the week. And so there are Christians that say, well, I want to go to heaven, so if I want to go to heaven, this is what I need to do. That's kind of the employee version. And then the fathers say, there is the child who loves their father and mother. The child is thinking the relationship with that child is one of love and one of devotion, one of respect, one of a desire to please the father and mother because you love the father and mother, and it's not because you're trying to get something back. Although sometimes our children do try to get something back. And it's not because they're afraid, although sometimes that too. But the true child of God is one who lives and acts out of their love for their father and mother. And so that's what we're called to do. That's what the fathers call us to do. That's the type of Christian we're called to be. So even if you do consider yourself a Christian, and perhaps every single person in this room today does, most of us have been baptized into the church, considering yourself a Christian doesn't mean that you're all set and you don't have to think about it anymore. Our life is a continuous growing, preparing for the banquet, making that decision to attend, and then doing what we need to do so that we can realize the banquet has already begun and we're there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst.